help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Sandra Thomas. She's the president and founder of the American Hemochromatosis Society, about the dangers of iron overload in the blood. It's the most common genetic disease in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, also known as genetic iron poisoning. Sandra lost her mom to the disease in 1999, and as a result, she has dedicated her life to helping others understand this potentially fatal disease. Please check out our website, which is AmericanHS.org. We'll be right back with Sandra Thomas.
InvestWare products and resources implement and embrace a very simple, sensible approach to investing in common stocks, an approach that has been taught by the National Association of Investors to millions of its members since 1951. In many cases, diligent investors using the NAIC methodology have doubled their money every 5 years, and that's a track record that is 1.5 times as good as the S&P 500 stock index. InvestWare's philosophy is clear. If you're willing to invest in good companies for the long term, the odds are strongly in your favor. Visit the InvestWare website at www.investware.com. For educational resources, computer software, books, websites, and other valuable references and material that can empower you to manage your own fortunes with confidence and success. InvestWare.com, resources for the careful investor. Ray and Hal Weeks of I Do Weddings have married over 10,000 couples in the past 12 years. The ceremonies are performed in their chapel, located at 1463 West Vista Way, Suites A and B. The garden room seats 100 people, and the Sweetheart Chapel is designed for 7 or less guests. They've also performed ceremonies at area beaches, parks, backyards, at hotels, and on Camp Pendleton. Ray and Hal can also help make your renewal of vows a memorable one. I Do Weddings offers a wide range of services, including Hispanic ceremonies. They have a wide array of gifts and accessories for the bride and groom, as well as wedding invitations and a full-time notary service. Contact I Do Weddings at 760-941-5228 or www.wedsiteusa.com.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Welcome back to Coping with Caregiving. I'm Jacqueline Marcel. Next up, we're going to be speaking now with Sandra Thomas. She's the president and founder of the American Hemochromatosis Society, which is dedicated to awareness of the most common genetic disease in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It's also known as genetic iron poisoning. You know, Sandra lost her mom to the disease in 1999, and she's a carrier of the disease herself. And as a result, she has become a nationally recognized authority on this, on genetic screening, and she's an advocate for genetic screening to prevent illness and death from this otherwise fatal condition. They have a hotline for you. It's 888-655-IRON. And their website is American and then HS.org. Hi, welcome.
Thanks.
What is hereditary hemochromatosis or iron overload disease?
I had never heard of this disease when my mother was diagnosed with it. I was amazed how many people have it, but most of them don't know it. It is excess iron that is stored in vital body organs, such as the heart, the liver, and the pancreas, and the joints. And you absorb this iron from a normal diet. So people often say, well, I don't take iron pills, so I guess I don't need to worry. But you get this from a normal diet. And, of course, everything we eat practically is fortified with iron now.
Huh. And so what are the symptoms of, if you have this, if it's hereditary, but what are the symptoms and then how do you diagnose it?
Well, the early symptoms often, there aren't any. So obviously it's difficult if you're just going by symptoms to get a diagnosis. But as the disease progresses, You have chronic fatigue. You have fibromyalgia type problems, arthritis, liver disease, heart disease, problems with the joints, and diabetes. And these are just some of the symptoms that it can cause. So you can see the confusion.
Wow. So then how do you get an accurate diagnosis to know what's really going on with you?
Well, actually, it is so easy to diagnose hemochromatosis. You need simply to do a simple genetic test. It only costs about $125. By medical standards, that's really rather inexpensive. And you just use a little painless cheek swab brush, and in a few days you'll know whether or not you have the gene mutations that can cause this disease. Otherwise, you can do some blood work, serum iron, TIBC.
Say that again real slow so everybody gets it.
Serum iron, TIBC. That stands for total iron binding capacity.
Okay.
And serum ferritin, like the word ferrous,
okay,
meaning iron. Ferritin. And those will show your iron storage in your body. And if you do the genetic test and those other blood tests, you can either confirm or rule out hemochromatosis.
So then what do you do if you have it? How do you treat it? Is it treatable?
It's very treatable. In fact, it's even preventable if you catch it early enough. How do you catch it early? By doing genetic testing. And we advocate newborn screening at this point. But any age is perfect for doing it. You can't be too old or too young to be genetically tested. And once you do that and diagnose it, then you can be treated, which is identical to a blood donation.
Huh. How does that work?
Well, actually, people who have the gene mutations and have iron overload may be saving their own lives unknowingly by being great community blood donors. And so these people never get sick because they're constantly giving blood. And that reduces iron stores in the body. But for those people who aren't donating blood, it builds up slowly, and before you know it, the organs start breaking down and failing, and finally the patient dies.
So this is a test you ask. You go for your yearly physical, and you ask the doctor to test for this.
Yes, that's correct. It is not part of a routine chem screen or anything like that. Most people say, oh, well, I'm sure my doctor has tested me for this. And in most cases, that's not true.
My gosh.
You have to ask for this by name.
If it's, you know, so common, if you're saying that it's so common, why aren't the doctors checking for this?
Well, that's what we've been asking for a long time now.
I bet you
are.
And
a lot of it has to do with, like, insurance issues. Insurance usually doesn't cover these tests. And so when that happens, the doctors don't recommend them, and they don't even think about it. And actually, years ago, doctors were taught that this was a very rare disease and that they probably would never see a case of it in their entire careers. So they're not going to be thinking about that very often. And now recent research has shown us that it is the most common genetic disease in the United States. And so therefore, doctors really should be knowing about this and testing for it. It's kind of like the research has not really been put into an applicable situation here with the doctors yet.
You know, same with my mission with Alzheimer's, you know, because both my parents with Alzheimer's, and finding that so many of the doctors are not trained in any type of dementia. So
exactly.
You
have to
doctors,
kind of take things into your own hands, just like you did with your family,
right,
and educate yourself and find out what to do and search out the doctors and go to the internet sites and learn about it yourself.
And the doctors, you know, they've got to know so much, and so we have to individually help educate the doctors and say, you know, this is something I'd like to be tested for. Thank you. Yes, you will test me for this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know what? Adamant.
If you find, though, that you can't find a doctor to cooperate with you or whatever, there are labs out there that will test you directly without a doctor's order.
Okay.
And you can order these tests, both the genetic test as well as the blood test, on your own and get the results sent to you.
Aha. Uh-huh. But what can you do to prevent it, though?
Well, the main thing you can do to prevent it is to get the genetic test and see if you're at risk for it in the first place. And if you are at risk but don't have high iron stores at that time, there are a lot of things you can do to prevent high iron. One is you don't drink a lot of alcohol, because alcohol enhances iron absorption. Obviously, you don't take iron pills or vitamins with iron, and you don't eat highly fortified processed foods like certain breakfast cereals that brag about being 100% iron. Also, you don't cook in iron cookware, which has become very trendy again lately. And so these are a few of the things that you can do. And also, you don't want to take massive doses of vitamin C, which a lot of people do, thinking they're going to ward off colds and flu, because vitamin C enhances iron absorption.
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, the things, we have to be aware of so many things. It's just like, oh, do one
right.
thing and you think you're doing the right thing, and then, because we hear so much how much we need iron.
Exactly, exactly. A lot of people were brought up on certain iron pill or iron tonic commercials about iron poor blood, but really we find that there are just as many people who have too much iron as there are who have too little.
So, you know, and you don't want somebody who's got too little not to get enough, so you've got to
exactly.
be, you've got
that's
to go
why
and...
you need to have the test so that you know whether you're normal, high, or low.
Right.
That way you're not, you know, cutting out iron when you might need it or taking a lot of it when you don't need it.
Now, is there a certain type of the population that's more characteristic of having this?
Yes. In the past, basically, this disease was characterized as being a disease strictly off Caucasians, but we know now that it can also go into other ethnic groups as well, but mainly Caucasians, but also there is a different variety of this that affects African Americans and Africans as well as Hispanics. So really everybody needs to be tested to be on the safe side.
And didn't you tell me Northern Europe, right?
Exactly, yes.
If you have a heritage of there, it's a little higher incidence?
Right. Researchers think this gene mutation originated in the Nordic countries, and particularly Norway, as a way nature made it so that people could store a lot of iron when they didn't know where their next meal was going to come from. This would be thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you fast forward to today and you go into your grocery store, you have an abundance of iron. And so this historic way of storing iron is really no longer needed. And now you're getting too much of a good thing.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. So how can everybody get more information to learn about this?
Well, they can contact our organization, the American Hemochromatosis Society. Our phone number is 407-829-4488, and I'd be happy to talk with them and help them understand what they need to do and what to tell or ask their doctors. And they can also email me at ahs@emi.net or visit our website.
And give the website again.
www.americanhs.org.
Yeah, that's housesam.org at the end, after American. AmericanHouseHS.org. So what else? We've just got a minute left. Anything else you want people to know?
Well, you know, Ann Landers passed away recently, and we were so grateful to her. She printed three of my letters about this topic and was so supportive in getting the word out and helping people. And all I can say is you may have never heard of it, but I beg of you, please ask your doctor about it. Get tested for it. My mother died of this, and it was all needless. She didn't have to die this way.
Wow.
And that's the good news about this genetic disease. There's something you can do about it.
How many people are afflicted with it, do you know?
Well, we estimate that 1 in 8 people in this country are carriers, and 1 in 100 to 200 people have the double gene mutation, which puts them at very high risk. So that's several million people in this country have this disease, and most of them don't know it.
And it's so preventable and treatable. Oh, gosh. Oh, well, Sandra, thanks so much for being on and enlightening us with this. And I hope people will visit your website and learn more about this and get prepared just in case. It's another thing we can do.
And become a blood donor, if nothing else.
And go give blood as often as you can.
Right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and we're inviting you to check out hundreds of valuable resources on elderrage.com. Now, stay tuned for another enlightening hour with Coping with Caregiving. And remember to join me here every Saturday from 3 to 5. That's Pacific time. Please tell your friends. And don't forget, you can listen online by Tuesday of every week, because the show is then archived for listening on WSRadio.ws. And we're the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
He walks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birdies on a jaybird street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Robin,
robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, There's nothing wrong with reusing good material. So the next time you go shopping, buy stuff you can reuse. You create less waste, reduce pollution, and save energy and resources. Not to mention, come off sounding very cool. Buy smart, waste less, save more.
For more information, call 1-800-2-RECYCLE. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense. Finding the ways that work.